Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Have fun with your important conversations and your big issues with your brains and your smart stuff, okay? We got hockey to learn.
Dr. Hockey.
Welcome to the Dr. Hockey Podcast. This is the first of many playoff episodes for the 2019 NHL playoffs. The brackets are looking really different. I am here with Dr. Jason Berkley. Jason, the Red Wings are not in the playoffs.
No, but you know what? It's a shame there's not much going on in the NHL these days. You know, it's just
not much.
No, I don't understand. I mean, it's you'd think that something would be happening.
Did you think that suspensions would become like the topic of conversation of the playoffs?
Honest to God, a patient of mine was talking about this with me today that we don't remember there's been this many suspensions and to this degree for such egregious things. Head injuries, cross checks to the head. I mean, it's crazy.
And they are letting everything go. It is a very rough series of playoff games.
Svechnikov got awesome. Just knocked out.
Do you think Svechnikov is going to come back? He got knocked out cold.
Yeah, here's
by
the thing. It wasn't just the punch on the jaw. It was when he went down, and if you looked at the slow-mo, his head hit the ice in such a violent manner. That's where I get more concerned. The punch is a punch.
Yeah, but it knocked his lights out.
Yeah.
He was out before he hit.
And there's been a bunch of discrepancies as far as, you know, Ovechkin saying the guy told him he wanted to go. They're saying that Ovechkin was much bigger and should have been the veteran and walked away. Who knows? But as I said on our Instagram thing, if Ovechkin's fighting a guy that's a seasoned fighter, that's a tough guy, he doesn't stand a chance. He just happened to come up against a young 19-year-old rookie that was smaller than him, maybe wanted to make a name for himself in some fashion, I don't know. But
I'm not sure what he was thinking about.
I don't know either.
That seemed like a really bad rookie idea.
Yeah, it reminds me of Brendan Smith when he went after Chara a couple years ago when
not
Detroit
wise.
Played Boston. But punches weren't thrown in that, but if it's someone like a Reeves or someone else that's much bigger that could easily handle Ovechkin, Ovechkin's going to skate away from him. So I think you should have probably erred on the side of caution and said, okay, I could probably knock this kid out and hurt him. You know, just, I don't know. I think it was a little probably wrong. He probably said something to him in Russian that pissed him off.
That's what I figured, too. I figured that was a Russian issue. Good. Thank you for bringing Gritty.
Anyway.
That's very helpful.
But one of them.
Just dropped Gritty right in front of Jason.
It's okay.
And
I will say this. Right. The DeBrusk hit in Boston-Toronto series on Marleau. Number one, you don't do that to a guy. It's a 20-year veteran. And you don't check him into the stanchion like that. In that manner. Okay, number one. Number two, Kadri has got to be smarter than that. You don't cross-check a guy to the face.
Right.
You retaliate in kind, but not way over the top. I mean, come on. What did he expect was going to happen?
I think that these guys are going for freaking blood in this series. It is a very, very brutal round of playoffs across the board.
Across the board. I agree with you, especially in that series. But you also have to be smart about it. And if you want, go after the guy, tie him up, and then drop the gloves at that point.
Yeah,
you don't cross check to the head.
Well, the problem is, I think that's
intent to injure.
Yes, absolutely.
And, that's the difference.
Well, and last night, I don't know if you saw the Avalanche and Calgary, but Tkachuk at the end of the game, it was 6-3 or whatever it was, 6-2, and Tkachuk goes after Gabriel Landeskog,
right?
Who's doing nothing,
right?
And bats him down, brings him to the ice. Starts wailing on him just out of nowhere because basically the game's over, and if he can, cripple the captain on the way out of the game, it'd be helpful for the next one.
Right.
Because I think Calgary's in trouble in that series.
That game they were anyway.
But. They were, but I think they're in trouble in the series. I think that, unfortunately for Calgary, the Avs have their number. And
it's one of those things. Look at it. I mean, we're watching the Columbus Blue Jackets game against Tampa right now, and
Tampa Bay is on their way out.
Yeah, they're on the ropes, ready to get swept by Columbus. Now I got to tell you, We never saw this coming.
No, we definitely did not.
The other day we did talk about it, what Columbus would have to do if they had a chance, and they've done it, and then some.
Well, we also did mention
it's defense.
That, yeah, we did mention, yeah, Werenski and Seth Jones and Savard are stopping.
And Bobrovsky is outplaying his Russian counterpart.
He is. And the thing that I think really happened is I think Tampa Bay did take their foot off the pedal, and the Jackets had to fight their way in.
They won. Jackets won 7 of 8 at the end of the season to get into the playoffs. And it's the same type of thing that happened with the Kings in 2012. They had to fight to get in. There's something to be said for that momentum of that hunger towards the playoffs that carries you in, that inertia that allows you to be able to kind of say, we're not stopping. We've been doing this now for the last 3 weeks. You're just getting started.
Tampa Bay definitely took their foot off the gas and their eye off the prize, and they are going to get a quick ticket
and
back home.
And if they win tonight,
to chill out on the golf.
And yeah, I mean, listen, last game also Kucherov being out for suspension.
Oh, I know. That was so silly.
I mean, come on. And also Hedman was out last game.
Yeah, total frustration by Kucherov. You know, I don't forget who it was, but he smacked somebody in the head. You know, banged him into the boards. Suspension. You're going to get it.
Then
That's
they also said, I think it was Kucherov, Stamkos. Oh, God, and who was the other one? It all had zero goals, in the first three
or
four games. No, 3 games, you can't.
No, it's like in the Pittsburgh series, we can just, you know, segue right into there with Crosby having 0 points.
You always segue into Pittsburgh.
I have to, because they're also going to be swept. It's a sweep segue, and it's a 0 points for one of the leading scorers.
So
double segue.
Even if
we had two segues, we could segue all around the Beverly Hills area.
Oh, okay. Skating in Stiletto said that she wasn't, quote, sold on Tampa Bay. Well, she's reminding us. Okay.
So, yeah. Well, yeah. I think the whole time.
Didn't she make a post on Instagram that she had her face painted with a bolt on her cheeks? Wasn't that?
No. Christy?
No, I'm kidding.
No, she definitely wouldn't do that.
I'm kidding.
No, there's no bolts there. I think, though, that she was always feeling that Tampa. You know, it's interesting. You look at Calgary, for some reason, I could see them going out. Like, I felt like Calgary's not making a trip to the Stanley Cup.
Right.
I always felt that way because I didn't feel like they had. They just had a really good season, and they played game to game, but these seven-game series are a whole different animal, and Tampa Bay is definitely up against the ropes right now. The Pittsburgh Penguins are up against the ropes, and I feel like the momentum in some other big series is going sort of in a very different way than anybody would have thought.
I will tell you this, too, that the East opens up wide if Tampa doesn't get through, but
yep.
Columbus, you can't count them out anymore now.
I mean, listen,
they haven't won yet. We'll see what happens. By the time everybody listens to this on Thursday,
we'll know.
We'll know what's going on. It could be either Game 5 or it'll be getting ready for Game 1 of the next bracket. But
let's talk about some of the close series. I think the Boston-Toronto series is one of the best match series. I don't know who's going to win that.
That's the one I've been watching the most. That one in the Tampa Bay. Oh, Tampa just scored again. They tied it up 3-3. Damn it. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. I don't think Columbus wants to go back to Tampa for a Game 5.
No, they don't. Because then it can start going the other direction.
You get that little crack of the door open a little bit, and then that's it. That's all you need.
No, they need to close them out tonight in Columbus.
So, yeah, Toronto, Boston, you know, listen, it's a situation where Auston Matthews has got to wake up. You cannot win that series unless you're without Auston Matthews really kind of being on top of his game.
They need everybody firing on all cylinders.
Right, but I mean, he's a linchpin there. Come on, you got to get him going.
I think Toronto, to me, should win that series.
Yeah.
They have a lot of firepower.
Agreed.
They're doing very well. Is Kadri out, though, now for the rest of the series?
He's out for the rest of the series.
So that's hurtful to them because he's a menace.
Is it?
Yeah, he's a menace.
I don't know. Mia Khalifa would probably disagree with you.
Yeah, she didn't really love him. That's true. Yeah, we could get her weigh in on that. But
he's a menace, but the thing is that, okay, I understand standing up for a teammate, and I'm not going to comment on it again after this, but you stand up for a teammate in one way, that's fine. Team respects you. You go to hurt a guy and you're out for the series, you're hurting your team. It's a selfish act.
That's true.
And I'm sorry, that's not a good teammate. That's someone who's taking it upon himself to then become the center of attention rather than standing up there like, what did you do that for? You know, you should know better.
Over to the Capitals
and
Carolina Hurricanes. What do you think?
Yeah, listen.
Canes took one last night.
They
did.
Huge.
Nothing.
But listen, if Svechnikov is out because of this concussion,
it's a problem.
It's a big problem for them.
They didn't have him last night. They scored five goals.
Well, that's true. Well, but midway through, I mean, he's still.
Did he play after the?
I'm saying, but up to that point, they were still winning the game.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that a full game without him though is going to potentially be a problem.
I think the Caps will probably take that series. I would go that direction.
I'm thinking you're right. I don't think it's Carolina's year this year necessarily to get past the first round. But listen, if they could just beat up the Capitals at least and take some energy out of them.
Now, coming up later in the podcast, David Strauss of MyBookie.ag is going to give us his insight on the odds and how to look at these games from a mathematical standpoint, and especially given where we are now, because you can go in and start making bets on these games even at this point.
I also want to ask him a quick question, too.
What's that?
I've got to find out about this guy that bet on Tiger Woods.
Oh, I will definitely get his opinion on
that. 14-1 odds. The guy plunked down $85,000. They said, quote, for his first bet. You mean to tell me for your first bet, unreal, you're going to put down $85,000 on Tiger Woods at 14-1 to win the Masters when he hasn't won a big, a tournament in 10 years? Come on.
Maybe he knew something.
I'm just saying, that's not a first-time bettor is my point. That's
never
a
know.
Seasoned pro that knew the trends of what to look for.
How many other people put down that bet? None.
Well, that's my point.
So it's like, I agree with you.
Yeah, and a first-time bettor, you know what? I've never done this before. $85,000. What's the big deal? Come on.
It depends how much money you got in the bank, dude.
Well, that's true.
Let's get over to this Calgary and Avalanche series for a second. What do you think about the Flames and their chances against the Avs?
Well, I mean, listen, they're down 2-1. Colorado, I think, is playing above their pay grade.
They are.
Calgary's playing below their pay grade, but it's all coming down to goaltending. And the biggest problem, or at least the concern for Calgary fans, was Mike Smith. So,
and there it is.
Yeah,
we talked about it.
Yeah, so that may be their Achilles heel, and it may have been to their benefit if they had made a trade for a pick for Jimmy Howard. He's a seasoned playoff veteran.
That's a very good point.
Would have been someone perfect for them for the remainder of his contract to play for the playoffs, at least to have him as a backup. I mean, that was stupid on their part. I'm sorry. Calgary fans, I am sorry. You can't go in when you're the number one seed in the Western Conference. You can't go in there and saying, we have a great team. We have offense, defense. But, gee, we hope our goalie plays up to the
standard. You can't
standard.
Have that. You're not going to get to the Stanley Cup that
way.
We know the formula for Stanley Cup. Hot goalie is part of that formula.
Your goalie's your best defender and your best penalty killer.
And you can't win a Stanley Cup without a hot goalie.
Name one
period.
Stanley Cup champion team that has not had a hot goalie, period.
I can't.
They've
the formula.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
have to have that.
Right.
And you have to have your leading scorers score. You can't get there if your top guys are not scoring.
And I like Calgary. It's a great franchise. It's been 30 years to the day. They're wearing the uniforms in honor of the 89 champions. Right now, which is really a great thing to see. The fans there deserve a winner. I'm sorry, management dropped the ball going into these playoffs with regard to the goaltending situation.
But, Sharks, Golden Knights.
Well, I hate the Sharks. And,
Shahab's right there.
I know that.
He's still in the room.
And I hope he heard me.
All right.
But you know what? Listen, I said this to you from the beginning. I think Vegas is a better team. I think the Sharks put together this, 2 years ago when they lost in the finals, the whole big issue was, do they blow up the team? What do they do? Suddenly they come back and get Carlson. They trade for Nyquist, and they're now still losing in the first round. So let me ask you a question. What do you do? Okay, so let's say the Golden Knights win, which I think they're going to.
Yes, I believe they will also.
Does San Jose then say, well, what do we do now? Do we blow up the team or do we go after another big free agent? It's like Joe Thornton's done.
Joe is not done. Joe is going to play more years.
Oh, come
I just talked to Shang Pang
years
about that.
Plural?
He said more years. He said he's a Yager-esque type player. He's going the distance. He doesn't know what else he would do. And if they kick him out of the NHL, he'll go play in the KHL. He'll figure something out.
Well, I disagree, but
Switzerland. That's right. His wife is Swiss. So he may go play in Switzerland.
Well, either way, I think that San Jose is going to
fear
the
Finn, by the way, Shang Pang's
Now, Carlson, how long is what's his contract for with San Jose? Was it just
one year? This is it. He could leave this summer
because I think he's going to be the biggest prize in the free agency.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't see San Jose signing him unless they win the cup.
Yeah, somebody said he was interested in Vegas.
Interesting.
I think it was Shang Pang that said Vegas he was being talked about, the Rangers. He had a couple. I have to listen to our last podcast to figure it out, but they definitely know that Carlson, if this doesn't go well, he's going to be looking to go somewhere else.
He's jumping.
Yeah, and Timo Meier has to get signed, too. He's a restricted free agent. And Timo Meier is
Nyquist
somebody.
Nyquist is unrestricted, too. I mean, this is going to be something that they're going to have a lot of issues with cap space in that San Jose team if they don't do it this year. And I don't think they have the momentum.
No, they don't. But, you know, remember, they're also playing hurt right now. They don't have Marc-Edouard Vlasic, who is one of my favorite defensemen.
I understand. But every team is playing hurt right now.
They are?
That's it.
Yeah, they are. I think so.
Islanders, they're about to stick a fork in the Penguins.
Yeah, they're done. I think the Pens have had it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to see them go, but this is it for them. They cannot keep up with those guys. And I just want to go on record, because I think I said it with when Kevin Connolly was doing this podcast years ago, that this Matt Barzal is one of the greatest skaters I think I've ever seen in the NHL.
You have to bring up Kevin's name to kind of like make me jealous or something? Is that...
No, I just want to state that that's how long ago was that I said it, because I haven't seen Kevin in a long time. Although I texted with him this weekend and he did say...
You're making me feel inferior right now. Is that what you're doing?
Dude, I don't have to talk about Kevin Connolly for that to happen. I think that that just happens.
You know what
on
I feel like? Right now, I feel like the other Darren on Bewitched.
That is a 60s TV reference. That's not an 80s movie reference.
For you kids out there.
That's right. No, that's you got to watch TV Land to get that one.
Well,
there are some people watching TV Land, actually.
I love TV Land.
Yeah, there's some great stuff on there.
They have great shows on MeTV. And...
Totally. I forget. I think we watched Gilligan's Island on TV Land. It's on there. My kids like that.
It's great.
Well, either way, Barzal.
They could make a nuclear warhead on that island, but couldn't get a boat.
I want to just take the focus off of you for a minute and talk about Matt Barzal's skating ability.
Kevin Connolly.
Kevin can't skate like Matt at all, and Matt skates really well.
Kevin, if you're listening, we all love you. Come on here, please.
I think if the Islanders beat the Penguins, it would be hard to keep him out of coming in here to talk
about that. Fine. I hope so.
We'll see. There's still time for the Penguins. I'm gonna.
Anyone that can give you a hard time about the Penguins is welcome here.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much everyone.
Right.
I don't know anybody that doesn't like to give me a hard time about the Penguins. And I know right now that there's a whole contingency of the entire NHL fandom that is just loving watching the Pens go down.
For sure.
Yeah, it's a bloodbath for them. Preds, Dallas. What do you think? I think Dallas is playing well, but the Preds look very tough.
Preds look very tough. I just think that
Rene's out of his head.
He is, and
he's unbelievable.
Again, are they playing that much better than normal? And just happens to be against Dallas, who isn't playing as well. I don't know. I think that series is still a bit of a toss up.
It's a brutal series. They are killing each other.
Nashville has some momentum. I haven't been watching that as much. Just like I don't care about Nashville that much, really.
No, I don't either. But they, there's. I really like Philip Forsberg. If
he's a great player.
Watching him play is cool.
And I love PK. PK is one of my favorite players in the NHL. I just am not interested in that team right now.
Well, I agree. There's not much to see there.
No.
They're not going the distance. They're not going to be the
Stanley
Cup winner.
It's going to be similar situation in Nashville that they have in San Jose when they get eliminated either in the first or second round.
Are you surprised that St. Louis is on top of the Winnipeg Jets? We kind of knew that was coming.
We knew it was well. It's not over yet. The Winnipeg came back and had a big win yesterday, but I think that St. Louis still is a real tough team to play against.
They are, and they look great, and they came out of nowhere in the midseason, and now they're rolling. And I think the Jets are clunky. Line A did score the other day, and if he gets going, that'd be great.
Nice goal. I think it was a power play goal. He had a really
nice looked
goal.
Good. He looked very good. But you know they have to get
enough.
It going. Yeah. We'll see. All right. Well, let's. Why don't we redirect over to David Strauss from mybookie.ag and get his take on where this whole NHL bracket is going from a betting and mathematical standpoint.
For the first time in their franchise history, the Columbus Blue Jackets have advanced in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
So the playoffs in the NHL can be quite unpredictable. I want to know how much money you just lost on Tampa Bay Lightning getting swept in the first round. The NHL's best team can lose at any time, and we just saw it happen with the frickin' Tampa Bay Lightning. This was a team that I picked to go to the Stanley Cup and win. So now that that's not happening, I suggest that you go check out our new sponsor, mybookie.ag. Betting on these games is always fun, and you can see how winning is a culture for some teams, and for other teams, it is so difficult for them to get through these playoffs. I don't want to say any names, but some teams come to mind, like the Vancouver Canucks, and also, San Jose Sharks. Zero Stanley Cups. So mybookie.ag has been in business for years. They pay out in days, and you'll get your money fast when you win. There's a 24/7 customer service line that can take care of anything via live chat or phone, and they really love hockey. We think that if you are going to bet on the Stanley Cup Finals, that you should bet with mybookie.ag. There's also a really great app that you can do this, evidently, from your couch in your underwear, if you prefer. You can bet literally from anywhere. The app's easy to use. Download it, and you can start betting right away. When you go online, there's an opportunity for you to put in for a bonus with your first deposit. You'll get 50 cents on every dollar you deposit with mybookie.ag. You'll use the promo code Dr. Hockey, DrHockey, very easy, no spaces, no periods, no nothing, just Dr. Hockey, and you will get 50 cents for every dollar you deposit. That's a one-time deal for your first deposit, and then you can start booking. You can start betting right away. And there are some rules you should read about that, about the payouts. So I recommend you look at that because you can't put in your money, take the 50 cents on a dollar, and then withdraw your deposit because you're not going to get paid for nothing. So I recommend that you figure out whether you want to do that bonus deal. Again, it's promo code Dr. Hockey. But we are digging it. I think since my bracket is now out of the bracket challenge, I got to go on and I'm going to have to rethink who's going to win the Stanley Cup now and take a look at the odds. Mybookie.ag. Check it out. This is really the best site. They pay fast, and they really seem like they've got it all together for the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. So I recommend you get yourself back into the black with mybookie.ag.
There's a fight. Alex Ovechkin dropping the gloves. And he rocks the youngster Svechnikov.
Wow. Knocked him out.
And hurt him significantly in the process.
All right. We are on with David Strauss from mybookie.ag, and he is the head odds maker for mybookie. And I've got Jason Berkeley with us, David. And
how you doing?
We're excited to hear about where things are.
Yeah, well, it's been an interesting playoffs thus far. No one can deny that.
Yeah, I mean, it's we're actually just standing over Columbus about to sweep the Tampa Bay Lightning. It's unbelievable. And that must have been some kind of odds to look at that possibility.
Yeah, it was paying out at 40-1. And sadly, more than a few people have it.
Well, they must have known something about the way that Tampa Bay was playing. And obviously, Columbus fighting their way into the playoffs. They look like they're very hot.
Well, it's a downside of being a very popular book is you'll take a bet on every single side of every single event. So when the unthinkable happens, it's generally not too pretty.
Speaking of that, you know, everyone's talking now because of Tiger Woods winning the Masters and about this one guy that bet him 14-1 for supposedly his first bet for $85,000. I don't think it's his first bet, but how do you figure or how do you factor in all of the different nuances when coming up with odds like a 14-1 or picking a team at the beginning of the season to win a Stanley Cup or to win a you know, NFC championship or something in other sports? How does that, what do you do to take into those considerations for those odds?
So for say a big market like the Stanley Cup Finals or the Masters, each golfer has basically a certain percentage chance to win the event. That's based on driving accuracy, putting, you know, mid game. And those percentage translate into the odds. And when you open it, bettors will then bang your numbers into place. So when odds makers first post their odds, the opening ones are usually very weak. And your job as an odds maker is then to quickly adjust to the action of the sharp players. And that's sort of how you shape it into line to where it should be. So that's how Tiger Woods ends up at, say, 14-1 instead of 22-1. Or As of course, as more action came in on Tiger for the event, he dropped from 14 to 1 to 12 to 1 to 10 to 1. Like eventually on the final day, he was 2 to 1.
Wow. That's a
and
big
that's
change.
And that's because A, his position on the leaderboard, and B, the way people are betting. Yeah.
Well, so the odds are obviously fluid and can change, you know, obviously with the like Stanley Cup bracket, obviously this is one of those things where we see that, you know, the swings in these games can, you know, definitely affect the outcome of the series. So you can, I guess you can always jump in and bet on a series as it's going along, but the odds are going to be drastically different.
They swing wildly game by game. And so if you have a series that's going back and forth, you can actually make decent money just betting each team to win the next game,
and do you,
based on
do you,
the series odds.
Wow. So with hockey, I mean, are you a specialist in hockey? Do you understand these teams deeply, or is it based mostly on statistics?
I mean, I'm a Canadian, so
silly question.
It's bred in me, but I'm no statistical genius or some sort of mad scientist. It's just there's a market out there for everything, and the hockey market for the odds is very robust. I mean, every site has it. Everyone's taking action on it, so the numbers are fairly solid. So you can either come up with them yourself, or you just sort of copy the market average that everyone's doing.
Right.
The smart move is you just copy the average.
Yeah, I think, you know, odds for hockey are, I think they must be harder because, you know, they're so injury dependent, they're momentum dependent. And so I think as things are going along, this could be a, you know, the swings could be pretty dramatic unless you, you know, are really dialed in all the time.
And no one can be. So that's sort of how it is. I mean, it is gambling in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And things happen. Now, Columbus, because of how they've run through Tampa Bay, you know, their odds are going to drop drastically. But it doesn't mean that they're going to be a favorite in the next series.
Right.
Right.
And even if they sweep them, they're still going to be a dog against whoever they face.
That's right, because they did not come in as a favorite of any kind. I mean, this is a complete underdog story. And you know, I think everybody's going to look at it like, well, Tampa Bay was off their game and Columbus got lucky.
Yes and no. I mean, it's so if you know hockey and the Stanley Cup playoffs, I mean, anything can happen. It's not like an 8 seed beating a 1 in the NBA or a 16 beating a 1 in March Madness, even though that's what it's sort of compared to. Mm-hmm. But an 8 beating a 1 in hockey, or even more so an 8 bringing a 1 to the 7th game, it's common.
Yes, for sure. I mean, the parity in the league now is so extreme. It's like on any given day, any of these teams can beat the other teams.
Yeah, and especially at Stanley Cup playoffs, everyone goes all out, right? I mean, that's one thing I know as a Canadian. I've watched it my whole life. The statistically best team is not necessarily the best team on the ice because you've got your grinders out there, you've got your fourth liners, and it's, all of that plays in so much more in the playoffs than it does in the regular season.
Well, and these playoff games have been extremely physical. I mean, we are blown away by the number of suspensions there have been. There have been, you know, just all kinds of, you know, penalties. It's a totally different game in this playoffs round than it was in the regular season by a lot.
I mean, when are you going to see Ovechkin just brutalize a man on the ice, you know?
That was unbelievable.
It's been wild.
Incredible.
It was unbelievable. Like, knocked him out on his feet and then took another shot. Now that's the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's hockey.
Do you find that it's different or more difficult to handicap one sport versus another? For example, I mean, I probably shouldn't say this out loud, I guess, but I do a pick'em with a few friends, just a pick six during football. With the lines to be able to try to you know, do that and win 6 games is very, very difficult. I've done it a few times, but I can't pick hockey to save my life, even though I know hockey much better than football. Does that play a role with you as far as, you know, knowing hockey better than football, or how does that work with when you're looking at regular season versus playoffs or whatever for each sport?
You're just adjusting off the action. It's just a common misconception that odds makers know everything about a sport and what's going to happen. You know, it's more of a day trader position. Mm-hmm. You can probably liken it to that, where
yeah,
have your commodity, it's valid for only a very short period of time, and then as the money comes in, you adjust the price and move it back and forth and just try to keep the juice, you know, that you're charging. But for the lines makers who are originating these lines, it's the playoffs, regular season, that really doesn't matter. You know, home ice, away, it doesn't play as big of a fact as people think into the making of the lines. It's all just statistics now. They have, you know, we have algorithms. We can run simulations. Like, this is where the line originates. You know, a computer is spitting out these numbers. It's no longer the guy in the back room scribbling down and trying to figure out what it should be.
Well, but typically in football, I'll give you an example that I know, that usually if their teams are evenly, relatively even matched, there's going to be usually about a 3-point spread. That's usually the basic, at least from my understanding, is how this goes. Does that same type of philosophy go towards hockey, where it's something where two teams are evenly matched, you're going to give them maybe a goal or a goal and a half spread as a basic just because they're evenly matched? Is that not translate over, or is that not true?
Not nearly as well. So okay. You'll give, I mean, the puck line is a -1.5, the spread, and that's what it will always be, but the juice attached to it is normally a very good plus money. You know, -1.5, +150, like, is common. So the +150 is telling you that actually it's not even, you know, those odds right. are not even. It's probably the correct odds would be -0.5, maybe -3/4. But since you can't put those numbers up, you go -1.5, and then you adjust the juice that the bet is paying out. The juice is actually what tells you the percentage chance that that's going to happen. It's not the -1.5. Whereas in football, how you've described it is exactly how it is.
Okay.
You know, a team is a 3-point favorite. That's, boom, cut and dry. It's -110 on both sides. That implies 50% chance of it happening.
Now, David, with our listeners are definitely going to be listening intently to this podcast, wondering if you have any advice for them. Are there any sure bets? Anything that you think, like, oh, you got to take this. This is totally happening.
It's a lock.
Oh, 10-team parlays all day long.
Right.
It's impossible.
Yeah, but who does that help?
So I was looking at our past winners from the month and just sort of going over things, and I came across a guy who bet $8.90 on a 10-team parlay and took us for
$73,000. Wow.
Ouch.
So the straight bets are for putting gas in your Lambo, the parlay is to buy the damn thing.
Wow.
I love it. Now we also, so they can go to mybookie.ag, and what do they do to get involved and play some bets? Do they have to make an account and then they can bet right away, or how does it work on the website? We haven't been on, so we're excited to get going on it.
Yeah, you just sign up from the website. You can deposit right away. The smart move would be at the same time to contact customer service so that they can verify your identity. Once they've done that, when it comes time to pay out, it'll be instant for you. If you wait until you go to pay out to do that, then we have to verify you at that point to do the payout. So it'll delay the process a bit. But if you do it straight off the bat, then you're good to go whenever you want to withdraw.
Oh, great. And we also have a bonus code, a 50% bonus to if we enter Dr. Hockey. So we've got our listeners need to get on there and get betting while this is going on, because it's early in the brackets, and I think you could still have a hard time calling the Stanley Cup winner. I've already failed completely. So.
Oh, mine's done. that's for sure.
Yeah, Tampa Bay going out.
Well, we reopen the odds every night. So yeah. As soon as games are done, they're back up. You can bet Stanley Cup champion. You can bet Eastern Conference, Western Conference, series winner, live betting during the game. I mean, if you want to bet on hockey, we're the place to do it. There's no one denies that.
Well, that's great. So, and the website is mybookie.ag.
That's correct.
Got it.
Yep.
I just out of curiosity, who's your team? Who's your hockey team that you root for?
The Vancouver Canucks.
Oh.
It's been yeah. a tough few years, buddy.
Yeah.
We feel for you. But that's they're coming along, man. They got that Pettersson. Looks amazing.
Yeah.
He does look amazing, and we caught the
Brock Besser
pick in the draft, so that's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Brock Besser's he's a great player as well. I mean, there's light at the end of the tunnel, I think, for the Vancouver Canucks. They showed moments of brilliance this year.
There maybe one of these days we'll sniff a Stanley Cup, and
well, you came
then
close.
I can die a happy man. We've come too close too many times, and it's a bit of a sore spot. I'm not going to lie.
Of course. Well, listen, you took a page from the from my Detroit playbook, and rioted. So that, you know, that was unusual, but for a Canadian team, but.
That's right. In Vancouver, like, people are pretty mellow there, so it was a little shocking.
Although the rumor was that because they're Canadian, when they rioted, they kept saying, "I'm sorry, sorry," every time. So that's the friendliest people in the world, even though they're rioting.
Well, there was a lot of apologies in the days after, that's for sure.
Right.
Now, what do you think, since you're a Vancouver fan, you know, it's not this summer, but next summer there's going to be an expansion draft for the Seattle team. What do you think that's going to do for the Vancouver squad?
Finally, Canucks fans can go see a game and afford to attend.
Yeah, true. Not as much demand, I assume that, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, otherwise, each team's got to, what do they have to protect or leave unprotected? Five players, I believe.
Yeah, they have to protect seven, I think.
Yeah.
So you leave your big, unattractive contracts out there. You protect the young ones. I mean, smart teams can do it well. It's going to be interesting to see what Seattle can pull out. I mean, Vegas through the expansion draft did it incredibly well, so the bar is fairly high.
Sure.
Well, and I think, you know, the good thing for the Vancouver Canucks, having another team, you know, locally there is going to make a difference in terms of the quality of the hockey and the hockey fan, because there's an instant rivalry down the street now.
Well, the Canucks, we got enough rivalries already straight across Canada. I'm not sure that we need another one.
That one is really close, though. I really think I think it'll bring a definite hockey. I'm sure there are plenty of people from Seattle that drive up to Vancouver for the games. Are there not?
There's a lot of people living, maybe not in Seattle, but on the border towns such as Bellingham, Squamish County, things like that, that are crossing the line frequently to go to the games.
They just can't bring back those brown and orange and yellow jerseys anymore with the big V. They got to stop that for those nostalgia days.
I mean, it's a classic. I don't know what you're talking about. It's one of the nicest shirts I've ever seen.
So David, a little bit more about mybookie.ag. I just we have a lot. We're close to Las Vegas. Everybody in California goes there very frequently. The advantage of working with your company and the website is that you can do it from anywhere. It's legal to gamble on the website from any state. Is that correct?
That's right.
So that
makes you can do it from your couch in your underwear. I mean, what more do you need?
All right. Well, I'll try that out. Why not? That sounds like a good way to do it. I think my bets will be better that way. What do you think, Jason?
I mean, I think better in my boxers in bed usually.
There you go. You know, so maybe you'll pick them better.
You know, making dreams come true.
Yeah, exactly. I you know what? Whatever it takes. Honestly, if I wear one of my daughter's princess dresses to get better picks, I'll do it.
Whatever it takes to get the win there,
yes,
for sure.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I mean, we had Emerson Etem on the podcast, and he said that he would drink Ovechkin's shower water if it got him more goals. So, I mean, this is easy to go with.
Yeah, but he picked that over teaching me how to skate better. So that was more insulting.
I think that was a good choice.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Teaching you how to skate is, you know, there are certain things you got to remember. Like, you just can't go there. It's too hard. So, David, anything else that our listeners need to know about mybookie.ag? Is there any tricks of the trade, any things that, you know, do it this way, it'll make your life easier, anything that we can give them advice-wise before they get started?
I would say to read the rollover rules that come attached to the bonus if you're going to take it. So what I mean by that is, we're not going to just give you $100 and let you withdraw it right away.
No, so that would be silly. That wouldn't make sense.
Very silly. So you have to meet certain betting restrictions if you take the bonus before you can withdraw the money. They're reasonable. They're industry standard, but they are there, and it does surprise some people. So if you don't want to deal with that, then you just don't take the bonus. Take us on, heads up. I wouldn't advise it. You know, I'm pretty good at my job.
Got it.
But that's the other way. So don't take the bonus, and then you can cash out immediately, especially if you verify your account. You know, it's quick and painless. With the bonus, you will have to put in an amount of action before you can withdraw it. So that's sort of the trick. If you're confident, you take the bonus, because then you'll easily hit the rollover and you'll double up your money on us.
Ah, there you go. That's a good bit of advice. The bonus is big. I mean, if they use The promo code, by the way, is Dr. Hockey, D-R-H-O-C-K-E-Y. And I guess there's a place that you put that in right away. It kind of says, hey, it's your first deposit. Do you want to take the bonus, or does it prompt you through it?
Exactly. When you're signing up the account, you can put how you heard about us. You put in Dr. Hockey, and you'll get the 50% bonus.
That's great.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. We'll give it a shot. See if we can get some action on these Stanley Cup playoffs. Because so far, Jason and I are out of our own bracket challenge. Actually, I think we're both done.
I'm doing okay up until, except for the Tampa thing. But
other than that,
I definitely picked Islanders over Pittsburgh, which has gone through. I did not pick Columbus over Tampa, but this is what makes hockey, I think, the best sport on the planet, is that expect the unexpected, and I think it's just something that just makes this sport so much better. It's not predictable like some other sports.
Well, how far do you have Tampa going?
We had them both going to win the whole thing, actually. So
I had them to win the whole deal. So
we're
not
done.
Looking too good then. Yeah, you're done. No. You're done. All right, then. So you should sign up an account at mybookie.ag, and you can still have some fun for the rest of the playoffs.
So I want to make sure, though. Columbus and Tampa is not a best out of 42?
No.
It's not? Okay. All right.
It's done.
I mean, Tampa had a chance there.
Tampa's going to go spend some time on the Gulf having some shrimp.
Well, like I said, maybe now we're going to get the Yzerman announcement sooner.
I mean, that's the only upside for you, Jason.
Yeah.
Jason has a fantasy that Steve Yzerman is going to become the GM or coach of the Detroit Red Wings in the next week.
No, not the coach. No, the GM. Well, he'll
take anything.
He'll come in as assistant. No. Okay, so let me ask you a question. If you could take bets on this, the assistant GM to Ken Holland, and then after 1 year when Holland's contract expires, Yzerman takes over. That's a solid bet. What would you put the odds at if you had a handicap? Yeah.
So assistant GM then takes over the next year.
Yes.
When the contract expires.
Yes.
I would think it's got to be at least 20-1. I mean, doesn't Ken Holland have a say in who his assistant is?
Well, it's for a 1 year thing, but bear in mind that Yzerman's family has lived in Detroit the whole time, and he's commuted to Tampa Bay back and forth.
Are you really going to hire the guy who's going to be your assistant that's going to take your job in a year? I mean, that's a piss poor move.
Well, Ken, he's
fantasizing right now.
No, it's like,
oh, if only I could have Steve Yzerman.
You're like a punch to the gut right now.
I'm telling you, man. It's not happening. What's going to happen is Steve Yzerman is going to become the GM for the new Seattle team.
Oh,
that is. That's what's happening.
Stop it.
I'm telling you. That's happening. All right, David. Well, thanks a lot for joining
us. That's nice and close to where he grew up.
that's exactly right.
The two of you. Ganging up on me.
I'm just saying.
Nice and close to British Columbia with his family.
I got one.
There's the team.
I got one guy two inches away from me that's ganging up on me with somebody in Costa Rica. This is really feeling good. I appreciate it.
We don't want to burst your bubble, but
yeah.
Like, let's go to reality for a minute.
As if I've had such great success in sports recently, you can't let me have this one thing. Wow.
All right, I'll let you have it for a few more minutes, but you know, Tampa Bay is on their way home, so we'll see. Well, David, thanks a lot for joining us and telling us about mybookie.ag. We are definitely going to get our listeners on it, and probably I think I should go on there myself and rethink my pick for the Stanley Cup, because it's not happening. It's over.
I'm going to stick with Toronto, I think.
Toronto's a good choice. Yeah. My thought about the West, though, is now different, so we'll have to see. All right, David, anything else for our listeners? Anything else you need to tell them?
Please follow your advice and bet the Leafs.
There you go.
Oh, wait, I understand now.
Right. And do it at mybookie.ag.
Oh, really? All right, there you go. That may be the tongue-in-cheek advice that everybody needs to get.
Exactly.
Also. All right, David, thanks a lot for joining us. We'll check back in with you as we get closer to the Cup. I think it'd be good to hear from you again.
Yeah, sounds good. Anytime.
All right, appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Hockey. Check out new episodes every Thursday and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com.